This episode is brought to you by NordVPN. Listen up, nerds. No. Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America, from border to border and coast to coast and all the ships at sea.
What?
Hello, friends. Do you have a computer? Of course you do, because it's not 1987. Hell, you're listening to this on some kind of computer right now. But do you have a VPN?
Oh,
what's a VPN, you ask? Well, my friend, a VPN is a virtual private network and it offers two key benefits: enhanced privacy and security online. But VPNs do a lot more than that. VPNs shield your IP address, change your browsing location, and make online life easier. It's all about safety and security, my friends. But like everything else in life, it's also about watching TV. Don't let your paid subscriptions go to waste. I use NordVPN to access my home content while I'm traveling. Wink, wink. Plus, secure your connection on public Wi-Fi in airports, hotels, cafes, anywhere you go when you're traveling. There's over 6,300 servers in 111 countries, and you can find a nearby server for the best VPN speeds. NordVPN is easy to use. Connect with one click or enable auto-connect for zero-click protection. And it's got amazing speed. NordVPN is one of the fastest VPNs out there. And with just one NordVPN account, you can use it on 6 devices. It supports every major platform: Windows, Android, iOS, macOS, Linux, even Android TV. I think those are all real. Don't miss out on all the awesome benefits for using a VPN. Go to nordvpn.com/ifanboy today for a risk-free 30-day money-back guarantee. The link's in the show notes. Once again, that's nordvpn.com/ifanboy.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You ever feel like you really need to get something off your chest? This is like a real thing. Like, if you're mad, if you're upset, if there's something going on, like there's often for me an idea. Maybe it's a wrong. Maybe it's a moment. It's an injustice. It's something that just you keep going on and on, over and over in your mind about it, and like that can create anger and resentment or shame, whatever it is. And very often, I have found, I am not a therapist, I have found that when you let it out, when you give it voice, when you say it out loud, sometimes it makes you feel better because you've expressed it. And sometimes it makes you realize like, oh, this is not a big deal, but it's been stuck in my head. So you give voice to those things, and it can make you feel a lot better. And shock of all shocks, therapy is one of those things that can help you do that. It can help you be able to say those things in a place where you don't need to worry about the repercussions of it, work your way through it, figure out coping skills, how to get around it, you know, find ways to deal with that stuff instead of letting it fester. If you are thinking of starting therapy, if anything I said sounds familiar, you're like, oh, maybe my life would be a little better if I could deal with that kind of thing, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's fully online. It is convenient, flexible. It is suited to your schedule. That's the idea. That's what they're going for. You can fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. That's a big deal. You can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. That personal connection, I believe, to be super important. Again, I'm not a professional. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ifanboy today. You get 10% off your first month. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/ifanboy.
You're listening to iFanboy Talk Explode with Robert Kirkman of The Infinite, Super Dinosaur, The Walking Dead, and Invincible. Welcome to another edition of iFanboy Talk Explode. My name is Ron Richards, and this time around, Josh and I had the immense pleasure of talking to our good buddy Robert Kirkman. He was out doing press for his upcoming book called The Infinite with Rob Liefeld, which is coming from Image Comics. So we had a chance to talk to him, and of course we had to talk about a little bit about Super Dinosaur and The Walking Dead and all the other great things that Robert Kirkman's got going on. Always fun to talk to Robert, so let's get into it.
Who is this?
It's Ron and Josh from iFanboy.
Oh my gosh, both of you are on here?
Both of us.
At the same time.
Josh, it's been so long.
I know. I've been on house arrest.
For God's sakes, guys, let's get this started. Come on.
All right. So we're here to talk about The Infinite, your new series with Rob Liefeld that's coming out. How excited are you to get this out the door?
Very excited. Getting it out the door, like, I'm very excited for people to come and experience it. I'm not excited to get it out the door. That would insinuate that I'm not having a blast, which I am. But no, I mean, it's something that Rob and I have been working on for a long time. We're both very excited about it. a lot of work has gone into this. We've gotten very far ahead so that we can, ship on time and hopefully stay on time. And we're very excited to get this whole project underway and get it in front of people's eyes.
So for anybody who hasn't, read about when it was announced and things like that, what is the basic premise? Because, and I want to hear you describe it, because I've read it, I know it, and I really kind of dig it, but I want to hear you explain it.
It sounds so convoluted, but let me see if I can get this as simple as possible. It's basically a freedom fighter named Bowen, who lives in the future, decides to, he is battling the Infinite, and they have conquered the future. And so in a last-ditch effort to stop them, he goes back in time to the present, where they have just started their initiative to take over the world, and he is tasked with assembling his team of freedom fighters before they were actually assembled, before, so that they can, strike at the Infinite earlier and hopefully win this time. And so he has to recruit a younger version of himself and younger versions of all of his team to hopefully, save the world.
Do you have charts? That sounds complicated.
I have charts. No, it's crazy. It's crazy. I mean, I there are things that happen in issue one that don't pay off until, the end of the series, and I have to know, I had to know how this thing ends and how it begins and what happens in the middle, and time travel is very difficult. Let me just say that.
Yeah, because and so are you concerned at all with some of the theories around time travel? Like, if you go back in time and see yourself and touch yourself, it will cause the universe to implode? Or are you just not worrying about that sort of thing?
That's a paradox.
Yeah, exactly.
You're done.
who wouldn't want to go back in time and touch themselves? But, thanks, guys. But, one of the cool things about the Infinite that I'm really happy about is that, I'm trying to take a new look at time travel. I think it's ridiculous that we've gotten to a point where there's been so many time travel stories that people actually think there are real rules to time travel. Like, oh, well, you can't do this because that would have catastrophic results. It's like that time travel isn't real, So the whole idea of going back in time and interacting with yourself and making it to where you don't exist, we're kind of ignoring that because matter is matter, and once you entered that timeline, you would exist, and so, interacting with yourself would have no, cosmic effect. I mean, you're definitely rewriting history by going back in time. There's no way to avoid that, but one of the concepts of the Infinite is that, the whole story is about rewriting the future. And so there is only one timeline. There's not, other dimensions created by traveling back in time and divergent paths. And, oh, my gosh, we went back to this 1985. We've got to get back to this other 1985. I mean, we're not doing all that.
So you don't subscribe to Doc Brown's theory of alternate timelines?
Doc Brown is a nutbag. And anyone who is following his theories is crazy. I mean, look at that guy. So, no, we're trying to blaze new trails here.
Right. Heavy. But did you come up with your did you and Rob work out your own set of rules for this? If somebody does a vampire book and they have their own vampire rules for that book or something like that, do you have this is the way that the time travel works in your universe?
Yeah. I mean, we definitely have certain do's and don'ts and some cool things that hopefully will surprise people as we go along, as far as the small details about how things do work time travel within the Infinite. So, but we'll be revealing that kind of stuff as we go along, and it kind of involves a lot of surprises and twists and stuff like that. So I wouldn't want to give anything away on this stupid podcast.
Right. Thanks. We appreciate that. So you mentioned that some things don't pay off until the end of the series. So is the Infinite not infinite? Does it have a finite ending? Do you know how many issues it's going to be and that sort of thing? Or
the Infinite is definitely finite. So, I had to have the end figured out before I started. Now, I don't know exactly where the end is going to occur because I'm trying to keep things open for, coming up with new stuff and building out the story. So, I kind of have a rough idea of what the last issue is going to be, but, this is a regular monthly series that's going to go on for a good long time. So, it's not a mini series or anything, but it's definitely not something that's going to go on forever. we're coming in with a specific story to tell, and once we tell that story, it's going to kind of be over, and you'll see why it's over when we get to the end of the book. But, you know, there's going to be a lot of cool twists and turns along the way, and, you know, I've got it all mapped out. But one of the things I like about comics is that you can sort of tell a story that can grow while you're telling it. You're not tied to a 13-episode season or an hour or two, you know, a two-hour movie or whatever. You know, you can kind of do whatever you want and have fun with it. So I'm going to kind of use comic strength in that way. And, you know, it's definitely a finite story, but it'll grow and change as I tell it. So that's kind of fun.
Yeah, and the reason why I ask is because, with Walking Dead and Invincible, it's clear that, like, these are your characters to tell, and you're just going to keep telling stories until, like you've told us, until you stop doing them. But it's interesting to see that you've got an endpoint to work towards, which is a little different from your previous work.
I'm getting older, and I think that I am getting a little bit better as a writer. And so in the past, I have never wanted to write endings. I've always hated that. It's just difficult to figure out how stories end. It's a pain in the ass. And I got around it by writing books that don't end. But I think that I've grown enough as a writer to actually be able to write a good ending now. At least hopefully that's the case. And so, it's going to be fun to kind of write something that actually resolves some way.
I'm curious if that sort of comes from that sort of, you learned a little more about how endings work and stuff. Does that come from working on the TV show a little bit and from having to wrap up like Astounding Wolfman and things like that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've figured things out a little bit here and there. And, TV stuff is... I'm not learning anything from TV people. Comics are way better than TV. Let's just make sure that that's out there loud and clear. But that said, I'm learning a great deal of things being in the writer's room on Walking Dead. I guess some of that's coming from that and helping me figure things out. But I guess what I'm trying to say is I can't answer your question. I don't know.
It's fair. So in terms of working with Liefeld, did you have the characters and the kind of basic story worked out and then came to him like, okay, this is what I want to do? Or how collaborative have you guys been in terms of creating the characters and the story?
You know, it's been very collaborative. I've had the idea kicking around of a guy, going back in time and teaming up with himself for a while. But, you know, other than playing racquetball, I didn't really know exactly what they would do. So, a lot of that stuff was worked out with Rob. I came at him with this initial idea, and then, we started talking about, why he's going back in time, what he's doing, who he is, who he's encountering, and we kind of worked, like that. There are a lot of cases where he would say, I drew this guy, and I think he's really cool, and what do you think? Can we fit him in the infinite? And, I would look at the drawing and go, that guy is totally awesome. I've got this idea for this thing, and that could be that guy, and yeah, that works. And so sometimes he would come at me with characters, and I'd try to make them work, and then sometimes I would come at him with characters, and then, he would design them up and stuff. So, it's really been a lot of back and forth. I mean, it's been a collaboration in every sense of the word.
And as we've seen on Twitter, you guys kind of bantering back and forth, you're like ahead, you're on what, issue four now, by now?
Yeah. I mean, issue two, I think there's two more pages that need to be colored, and then that thing is ready to go, and it'll be lettered in a week. So we could go to press with issue two in a week if we wanted to. And then the inks are being finalized on issue three right now, and, Rob's been penciling on issue four, so... Things are moving along. We should, if we keep going at this pace, be completely done with issue five before issue one ships, which is pretty cool. It's weird to note that out of every book that I'm doing, the one with Rob Liefeld is the one that is the furthest ahead of schedule.
Well, yeah, and that's kind of what I'm getting at, and is that, you as a publisher guy with Skybound and with Image and that sort of thing, is that a concern going into it that, you want this book to be monthly and knowing, that you're doing three other books and Rob's doing Hawk and Dove over at DC and that sort of thing, has it been kind of the mantra to get as much done in the can so that it ships on time and you avoid that whole, the comic fan freaking out at things being late?
Exactly. I mean, we definitely want to reassure retail that, this is going to be something that's going to come out on time and be available, and the same with fans and everything. And on top of that, you know, people ask about Rob and, oh, well, you know, when's Rob going to get things done? And, oh, you know, sometimes Rob's project don't come out on time and yada, yada, yada. And, you know, one, I would say, you know, Rob did monthly work all last year on Deadpool Core. So, like, every book came out exactly when it was solicited. And, you know, he's kind of turned a corner in his life where, you know, he's thinking about his legacy and he wants to get as many hardcovers out there as possible. And, you know, he wants to stock his bookshelf so he can brag to his grandkids, which is awesome. And he's totally, like, devoted and working like a fiend and getting crazy amounts of pages done. So that's great. But the other reason to get on time is, like, I'm very busy, you know, and my life is very complicated. I have to fly to Atlanta to do crap, and it's hard to make sure that, you know, the scripts are getting done on time and the trains are running and stuff. So getting ahead is as much a safety net to make sure I don't screw things up as it is anybody else. So, what I'm saying is I'm a screw up, and I'm trying to make sure that I don't screw this book up by making sure that we're really far ahead.
And that, I mean, and Josh and I were talking before we got on this call, we were talking to you about the work that you're doing between Invincible and Walking Dead and now Super Dinosaur and The Infinite. Are you kind of at the level that you think that, you know, this is my workload, I can handle this?
Oh, no, I'm announcing like 4 new books at Comic-Con. It's pretty exciting.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
No, I'm totally lying. No, I'm pretty much booked up. I mean, the TV show takes up quite a bit of time. I'm actually in the writer's room full time this season, so I'm actually sitting in my office at the writer's room now, hoping that they don't open the door and go, "Hey, we're going in the room to talk about this scene," because then I'll have to say I'm doing an interview with I'll have to say Entertainment Weekly or something so that they understand.
Sorry, but, some stupid podcast.
Anyway. You know I love you guys. But anyway, I mean, I don't know. Do people listen to this?
No, not really.
My mom.
No, I know you guys are very popular. It's a big deal. I was nervous before I talked to you. But anyway, I'm booked, you know, but it's a manageable level. I mean, this is pretty much my limit, but, I haven't exceeded my limit yet. So,
all right. Yeah. That's good to know.
My super dinosaur. I didn't do enough plugging in that answer.
Well, you know what? On the other hand, like Super Dinosaur is a very different book than, Walking Dead, certainly, and even, you know, some of the superhero books. Is it, you feel like there's like a big change of gears to sort of do that kind of book, because it very much is an all ages story. I don't feel like you're like pushing what you can say with little kids. Like it's fairly safe, which isn't to say not entertaining, but like it's just a very different way of writing from most of the stuff I've read of yours. So is that like a tough thing to adjust to?
Not really. I mean, if I were writing 4 Walking Dead books instead of The Infinite and Super Dinosaur and Invincible, I would probably not be a very happy person. You know, it's mm-hmm. It would be daunting, and, you know, The Walking Dead is a hard book to write, and it is somewhat depressing and dark, and, you know, you kind of got to get into those characters' heads to do that stuff, and it's refreshing and uplifting to be able to write someone getting shot in the face and people crying for 4 pages, and then write a dinosaur shooting missiles out of his arm after that.
And then playing basketball.
And, you know, and then playing basketball, and then, you know, Invincible punching the moon or whatever it is Invincible does in his comic, and, you know, the Infinite, shooting people in a different way. And then action. I like doing multiple projects and, you know, keeping them as different as possible. It just keeps me interested and it keeps me excited. And I like being able to bounce from project to project and flex different muscles and do different things. And, I don't know. I couldn't imagine doing less work. I don't know what I would do with myself.
And I think, I mean, it seems interesting. I mean, like, I've from talking to creators and things like that, it seems as if you're creating the kind of books that you want to read, you know, like that are scratching your itch as opposed to what you think the market needs or what, you know, fans want or that sort of thing. Is that the approach you take when creating these kind of books? Or?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if I wasn't doing the kind of books I would want to read, like, I would be like, what is that? Like, what is that like? You know, like, I don't know. You know, I'd have to do it. I got to do something that interests me first and foremost. you know, I do something like Super Dinosaur because initially, like, sure, there needs to be more kids comics, you know, I think that it would be cool to do another kids comic, but also, you know, I have young kids. I want to do a book that they can actually look at and show their friends, as opposed to The Walking Dead, which I have to hide from them. So, I mean, there's a lot of reasons that go into it. But at the end of the day, I mean, if I'm not excited to sit in front of my typewriter next to my fax machine, you know, I'm not going to be able to write this stuff. So, you know, I gotta be ready to jump in and do that. And so, yeah, all of this stuff excites me, and I just kind of hope and pray that anyone else will like it. You know,
do your kids like Super Dinosaur, or do they like whatever it is, whatever?
They do. But no, my son loves it when a new issue comes in. You know, my daughter's two. She gets bored, you know, when I try to read it to them.
Yeah.
But, you know, my son's like, when's the new Super Dinosaur coming out? And, oh, this issue's great. And, you know, he loves it, and that's great. He likes Iron Man better. And he told me so.
Were you like, I used to work for them. I didn't want to anymore.
He doesn't
whatever.
Know about the politics of it all. He doesn't know why I'm... He doesn't know why Daddy's crying, okay? He just knows that I am. And he doesn't care. So, we're very much alive.
That's good. So to play with the infinite concept, if you were to go back 20 years and find young Robert Kirkman and show him the infinite penciled by Rob Liefeld, what do you think young Robert Kirkman's reaction would be?
He would probably say, oh, cool, can you loan me some money? But... Because I was very broke and destitute at that time. That's one of the reasons I'm doing the book, is because it excites me to no end to know that, you know, I'm writing pages that Rob Liefeld is drawing. Like, that's just really cool to me. And, you know, I hate saying, you know, not only was necessarily my childhood hero, but like, I was a huge fan of Rob Liefeld. Like, he was one of the, you know, he and Eric Larson and Tom McFarlane, like, that's the reason I got into comics, was to, you know, be able to create my own stuff and do the kind of stuff that they did at Image and own my own work and, you know, bring new ideas into the industry. I mean, it was, you know, very much the inspiration of my career. And so to get to work with Rob is kind of awesome.
You've been working with those guys for a while, but you know, I know that they, you know, they were a big inspiration. You're like, you still, does it hit you every once in a while? Still like, wow, how did this happen? This is weird.
Well, you got to get to know them. Mm-hmm. And then after you get to know them, it's like, well, the bloom's off that rose. But that's a joke. I try to hide it because it's weird because they're my buddies now. Like, I chat with Todd on the phone just casually about, you know, Haunt and Walking Dead toys and his kids' Little League games. And, you know, he talks to me about baseball, even though he knows I don't like baseball. But he keeps talking about baseball. And it's, you know, it's weird. Like, you have to, you know, hey, Rob and I get on the phone and chat about movies. And, oh, man, you know, like, I can't wait to see Cars 2. You know, this is going to be great. And, you know, we'll talk about Michael Bay and Transformers movies for like 2 hours. And I'm actually interested because it's not baseball. I have to kind of hide the fact that I am still kind of like, oh, my God, I can't believe I just had a conversation with Rob Liefeld, because they would make fun of me, you know. And I don't want those guys to make fun of me. But yeah, it's definitely a surreal thing. I mean, my life is pretty damn weird. I hang out with people who drew posters that were hanging on my wall when I was 14. You know, I'm on a television set surrounded by people acting like characters I created in a comic book. You know, I have a private jet. I don't really have a private jet. But no, I mean, it's a fun life. It's a lot of fun.
So has being on set of The Walking Dead help you got over your fear of people dressed up like zombies yet, or no? Are you still not liking that?
Oh, you know, I had forgotten how much I don't like that. I was back on set for the second season, and there was a guy from Entertainment Weekly, a reporter guy or whatever. I'd done his Entertainment Weekly blog, which was much more professional than this. And, He was on set dressed up as a zombie, and he came over and, you know, was talking to me, and I was having a conversation with him, and I was like, I don't want to look at you. I don't why are you here? Like, just, I'll talk to you when you shower. You're just, it's just unsettling. Like, I mean, I tried to compliment, I mean it as a compliment to Greg Nicotero. It's just not fun to talk to them when they're in zombie makeup. It's a little scary. I mean, I gotta say. And then they always want to come up and shake your hand, but their hands are covered in, like, sticky, fake blood, and you're like, I can't be rude and not shake your hand, but I'm in the middle of Atlanta, and I don't know where a sink is. So it's not like I'm going to be able to wash my hands for the next hour, so I'm going to be walking around with cat hair sticking to my hand, you know? So what I'm saying is having a television show is awful, and it's just terrible. I wish it hadn't happened. Like, I don't know what I'm saying. I'm scared of zombies.
All right, fair enough. All right, well, we know you're super busy and you probably have a packed full schedule of other media interviews to do and stuff like that. But so The Infinite comes out in August. What's the ship date on that again?
It's August. I don't know. I think it's the first Wednesday in August, whatever day that is.
All right.
I don't do a lot of preparation for these, so I'm sorry.
So August 3rd, it looks like. That's the date it'll be out. All right.
That sounds familiar. Yes.
And hopefully we'll be seeing you in San Diego, you know, like in, you know, we'll be like in the back kind of waving and behind the, you know, and you can
do you think he remembers us?
Exactly.
I don't know, Ron.
Oh, come on. You guys can always come to the front of the line. Like, what are you talking about? Just don't bring Connor.
Right, of course.
Well, yeah.
All right, well, thank you so much, Rob. We really appreciate the time. Good luck with the new season of the show and The Infinite and all that stuff. So
okay, man. Thanks a lot.
So big thanks to Robert for giving us some time out of his very busy schedule to talk about The Infinite as well as all his other great stuff. Check out The Infinite when it comes out in early August from Image Comics with penciler Rob Liefeld. It looks to be really, really good. I'm excited about this one. Head over to ifanboy.com where you check out all the other great comic book news. Check out our Pick of the Week podcast every Sunday, our Don't Miss podcast with a creator every Monday. Tons of great stuff going on ifanboy.com. Check it all there. If you have any questions or any suggestions of creators you'd like us to talk to, shoot us an email at contact@ifanboy.com. And as always, follow us on twitter.com/ifanboy. So until next time, enjoy your comics.